Mexican trucks driving on U.S. highways were under discussion on Capitol Hill today. The trucks would be part of a one-year pilot program the Bush administration wants to try under a provision of NAFTA. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports that the lawmakers were skeptical.
The pilot program would allow 100 Mexican trucking companies to send their vehicles throughout the U.S. John Hill's agency will run the program. He told lawmakers each company will be carefully screened.
We're going to send auditors to the Mexican Motor Carrier's place of business, and we're going to look at the trucks. We're going to inspect every one of them.
Hill said drivers will be scrutinized as well.
We're going to be checking to make sure that there's a commercial driver's license with each driver, that they're medically qualified, that they have insurance, and then we're going to also make sure they have logbooks.
Hill is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administrator. He also said drivers will be tested on their English. But the government's plan raised questions and hackles.
Does anybody really believe that? Does anybody believe that they're going to interview, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of truck drivers, that they're going to look at hundreds and hundreds of trucks, you know, all over Mexico?
That's James Hoffa, president of the Teamsters Union. It has fought long and hard to keep Mexican trucks off U.S. highways. Mexican drivers are paid an average of one quarter of what U.S. drivers make. But Hoffa says his main concern is safety.
We have testimony from drivers in Mexico where they have to take amphetamines to stay awake, to drive, you know, literally thousands of miles without stopping.
And he says there's no telling how far they will have already driven when they reach the U.S. border. But the Department of Transportation's Inspector General, Calvin Scovel, argued that the situation on the border is improving.
We have seen significant progress in border safety in recent years. For example, the number of federal motor carrier enforcement personnel, including inspectors, has jumped almost 20-fold since 1998.
That point didn't impress House Transportation Subcommittee Chairman Peter DeFazio of Oregon. He began the hearing saying he had grave and ongoing concerns. DeFazio said regardless of what the U.S. and Mexico agree to on paper, corruption and bribery are rampant south of the border.
And you're saying, oh, we checked 20,000 commercial driver's licenses against the database kept by these same corrupt police officials. The people who are in that system are the ones who didn't pay the bribes. You're just blissfully unaware of what you're doing here.
DeFazio argued that the deal wouldn't benefit the U.S. much because many U.S. trucking firms don't want to risk going into Mexico. Safety advocate Jackie Gillen had another concern. She said U.S. regulators can't even do a good job policing the domestic trucking industry.
We believe it's a perfect storm. You have an incompetent agency similar to FEMA. You have a so-called pilot program, and you have these serious deficiencies. And unfortunately, the victims are going to be American families that are sharing the highways with these trucks.
But it's unclear what Congress can or will do to stop the pilot project, and soon about 1,000 Mexican trucks will be able to deliver cargo anywhere in the U.S. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.